What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we got some exciting stories for you guys. First of all, we got a secret tunnel being dug by Jewish people. We have Massachusetts partnering with Planned Parenthood to basically have more abortion on college campuses. And then I want to talk to you guys about how these supposed aliens are spotted in Miami. We're going to talk about the Bible as well. It's going to be a good one. Let's get into it. All right, so our first story comes out of AP News. This when I first saw this, y'all, I was like, bro, what are they talking about? These Jews have tunnels in New York City. Let's just read the article. A secret tunnel in New York City synagogue leads to a brawl between police and worshipers. This article is written by Jake Offenhart. Sorry if I said that wrong. But it's just like, what are y'all doing? Like, what do you need a tunnel for? And how do we just now find out about this? But it's funny because I think it turned into a brawl. And these folks are what are y'all doing, bro? And, you know, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, let's get into this. A historic Brooklyn synagogue that serves as the center of an influential Hasidic Jewish movement was trashed this week during an unusual community dispute that began with the discovery of a secret underground tunnel and ended in a brawl between worshipers and police. The conflict erupted in the global headquarters of the Chabad Lubavitch movement in Crown Heights, a deeply revered Jewish site that each year receives thousands of visitors, including international students and religious leaders. Its Gothic Revival facade, immediately recognizable to adherents of the Chabad movement, has inspired dozens of replicas across the world. But on Tuesday, the synagogue remained closed off by police barricades as New York City building safety agents inspected whether a tunnel dug without official permission may have caused structural damage to the famed property. Officials and locals said young men in the community recently built the passage to the sanctuary in secret. When the group's leaders tried to seal it off on Monday, they staged a protest that turned violent as basically police moved in to make arrests. So, interesting. It's like, what are y'all doing, bro? What are y'all doing with a tunnel down there? It says the passageway is believed to have started in the basement of an empty apartment building behind the headquarters, snaking under a series of offices and lecture halls before eventually connecting to the synagogue, according to Mati Seligson, a spokesman for Chabad. He characterized the construction as a rogue act of vandalism committed by a group of misguided young men, condemning the extremists who broke through the wall to the synagogue, vandalizing the sanctuary in an effort to preserve their unauthorized access. Those who supported the tunnel, meanwhile, said that they were carrying out an expansion plan long envisioned by the former head of Chabad movement, Reb. I'm not even going to try to say that. What are y'all doing, though? Like, what do y'all need the tunnel for? He says that he wants to carry out an expansion plan. But, like, what expansion for what? What are you doing? Well, this thing says that supporters of the expansion said the basement synagogue had long been overcrowded, prompting a push to annex additional space that some in the community felt was taking too long. Many of those supporters subscribe to the messianic belief that Schneerson is still alive. I'm assuming that these are the people who believe that, maybe these people might look at them as if he's the Messiah. I think that's what that means. This guy is some of my kind of Messiah. It says, that's what the rabbi wants. That's what everybody wants, said Zalmi Grossman, a 21-year-old Brooklyn resident. He said the tunnel project began late last year as a way to connect the synagogue with the whole empty space behind it. Look, I don't really want to say too much on this. I don't know that much about it. Apparently, and this is just what I'm hearing from some of my friends who kind of sent me this story, but apparently these people believe in some kind of Messiah. You know, there's some pedophilia happening in some of these areas as well. And, you know, like, I don't really know too much about it, but it's worth mentioning, you know, in the show. And, you know, I kind of just want to keep my place, kind of stay back. But all I'm saying is, look, why are you digging a tunnel? There's no reason for you to dig a tunnel at all. So anyway, I'm just gonna leave it where that is, and we're gonna move on to the next story. Massachusetts partners with Planned Parenthood for college abortion readiness plans. Guys, I've said it over and over again, but these schools and these weirdo like leaders in our country are literally depopulation like planning. Like I'm not even kidding. Planned Parenthood is literally out here partnering with colleges to increase abortion. And guys, when Planned Parenthood tells you that they're not really focused on abortion, but they actually just care about the women and that abortion care is not their primary focus, show them this story and the hundreds of other stories of Planned Parenthood focusing on abortion. Why is it that they make most of their money off of abortion? I wonder why. I wonder why they keep pushing abortion on women to fund their organization. If it's not funding you that much, if it's only like 6% of your actual income, you know, or 6% of your actual services, then why is it such a big deal? And why do you know, stories that come out about abortion come out on these articles like this? Like, I don't understand that. But the College Fix is reporting this one. Brendan McDonald. This new law says that colleges must help students in procuring abortion drugs, right? A new Massachusetts law requires public universities to create abortion readiness plans, and at least a few are partnering with Planned Parenthood, of course, right? If it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, if it smells like a duck, if it tastes like a duck, it probably is a duck, okay? And Planned Parenthood is pro-abortion. There's no question about it. They're not pro-choice. They're not pro-woman. They're not here to help women in their hardship. They're here to profit off of dead babies. Now, check this out. In Massachusetts, you need to repent. Check this out. The plans are required as a part of a new law in effect that requires each public higher education institution to develop a medication abortion readiness plans for its students. This new law specifically names Planned Parenthood as a partner in implementing their requirements along with other pro-abortion groups. And then this Ann Scales lady, who's a spokeswoman, said that all 29 institutions have sent in their plans. So there's 29 institutions, public institutions in I guess Massachusetts, and they're all falling in line for this. But check this out: Governor Mara Healey's administration, in conjunction with the Reproductive Equity Now, prepared an abortion toolkit to assist the schools in creating their plans, which was released last November. Now check this out. This is just crazy, y'all. The toolkit is a tool to help college and universities in Massachusetts develop a medication abortion readiness plan, provide medication abortion on college campuses, or make referrals for medication and abortion care. By the way, guys, these are specifically public trade. These are public schools. So your Massachusetts tax dollars are going to this. They're using people's money to fund abortion. It's a real thing, by the way. It's not a conspiracy theory. They're literally, the government is partnering with public universities to and Planned Parenthood to push abortion on campus. This is their goal. Okay, it's no longer just like we're just making this stuff up. They're literally, this is the government. Check this out. The Fix contacted the 29 Massachusetts public institutions of higher education, asking for the details and a copy of each of their plans twice in the past 3 weeks. All but four did not respond to their requests, which aren't public records requests like required. I mean, I don't know about Massachusetts specifically, but like apparently you're supposed to be able to make public records requests, right? That's part of your First Amendment right, by the way, public records requests. And it's just kind of funny how, again, not only are we throwing out the right of life in this country, but we're also throwing out the right to free speech. Now, Jaden, what can we do about this? Well, I can give you one solution. You guys can go to expressvpn.com/rsbn and get a subscription there. Have you guys ever wondered how these big tech companies have access to all your data and then they make all their money? Well, they do this by tracking your searches, your video history, everything you click on. They build a huge profile on you and then they sell off all of that data that they get on you and they get a whole bunch of money for it. Now, when you use the ExpressVPN app on your phone or your computer or your laptop, you save a lot of that by anonymizing much of your online presence when you hide your IP address through this app. Now, what's more than this, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. But what I like most about it is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect you from all of your devices. And that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So guys, let's fight back against this big tech censorship and data mining. Let's fight back against the tyranny, guys. Let's go to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you go on that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that is expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you guys also want to support us, check out cultureof1776.com. They have some very great t-shirts, some hats, some hoodies. My favorite is Thank a Straight Person for Your Existence Today. You can use my code Jaden10 for 10% off. But the shirts are hilarious, y'all. There's Make Men Masculine Again. There's Soy Boys, and then they have the thing crossed out. Go check that company out. It was actually founded by my friend Hannah Faulkner. She's a 16-year-old who's making a lot of traction in this movement, and she is the future of Gen Z voters for the right. So check that stuff out. But and we'll have that all linked in the description. But anyway, don't let these people fool you from you know, the propagandists from the pro-choice side or anything like that. They are pro-abortion. Their goal here is to make money off of your body, women, by the way. And they do this by harming your children, right? And just think back in time. When have we ever tolerated for such a thing? Like, why are we okay with something like this now when there's literally a whole, like, I don't know, 6,000 years where we've never paid the government to kill our children, and then they lie to us and say, oh, but it's for you. Like, when has that ever happened? Never heard of it. Even in the Bible, right? The Bible, they were sacrificing their kids at the Moloch, but they weren't doing it for, like, tax dollar reasonings or because it was better for them. They were doing it because they were pagans, right? I mean, what are we, pagans now? Like, you know? So, anyway, super weird on that. Next story we have is these supposed aliens. Y'all with these aliens. I don't know if you guys saw, but on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, on the news, there's been, like, reports of alien sightings in Miami. Y'all, come on. Like, y'all aren't actually, like, falling for this stuff, right? Like, the fact that I have to, and you know what, this is going to be the only time I do this. We're going to go to USA Today, and we're actually going to give them props on their fact check. Great job, USA Today. For once, your fact check is correct. No, aliens were not found in Miami. Let's check out their fact check. Why? Let's see. It says, a Miami police spokesperson said the claim that the video on Instagram that supposedly shows an alien walking around is false. He says it's actually just a person walking with a shadow. He said, I can confirm to you all today, right now, that there are no aliens in Miami in Bayside Marketplace at the moment. Police went to the mall January 1st in response to a group of about 50 juveniles who had been shooting fireworks at people, Horta said. Officers had trouble containing the group and called for citywide reinforcements, resulting in significant police presence, he said. Yeah, nah, who cares? I mean, I don't really care about all that. Yeah, there were riots. There was stuff happening at the mall. That's not what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about aliens. And this is what I want to get through you guys' minds, okay? Aliens, and my producers disagree with me, and many people do, and it's fine. Aliens are a psyop, okay? I'm going to say it again. Aliens are a psyop. These UFO sightings, which, by the way, UFOs don't have to mean the flying disc, okay, that you see in the movies, okay? Just in the same way that, you know, how Satan's portrayed in Hollywood or in movies or in cartoons, he's all painted red. He has the horns with the tail and the pitchfork, okay? And they do that to desensitize you, right? They do this to say, oh, the devil's not really that big. You know, he's just a character, you know, and whatever, you know? It's all, that's how they do it to make you, oh, it's just a fairy tale. It's just a cartoon. It's just a story, right? They try to trick you with that to make you not believe that Satan is real. And if I was Satan, that would be the first thing I would do, is to deceive millions and the masses to think I don't actually exist, that I'm just some cartoon, that I'm just some fairy tale. And let me just say, Hollywood has done a really good job of it. They're doing the same thing, really, with this whole alien UFO stuff. UFOs, by the way, can simply just be they're just unidentified aircrafts, y'all. Like, you just, anything can be a UFO, like, really, realistically. Like, a drone that I fly in Afghanistan can be technically considered a UFO. You just don't know where it came from. So those sightings, the Senate confirming that, oh, we saw a UFO. Oh, they're like, you know, who cares? Like, that's not really proof of aliens, right? And then as far as, like, oh, we're seeing all these alien sightings. Guys, let me just be honest with y'all. If you genuinely see an alien, if it ever comes out, a video of an alien, like actually an alien, which, by the way, most likely will not be all green with those big old eyes with the bald head. That's most likely not. Again, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood stuff. It's probably a demon. Yep. It's probably a demon. You know, I actually have the radical belief. This is how I do. This is what I believe, okay? You guys may not like this, but I don't care. I'm a Bible King James guy, okay? I believe that the government or whoever the Antichrist is may or may not use this issue to deceive the masses. And I'm just going to be honest. I think it's just a bunch of demons. I think it's a bunch of demons. I truly believe that if somehow we have this some alien invasion or whatever, those aren't aliens, y'all. Those aren't aliens. I hate to break it to you. They're not aliens, bro. And the government is going to lie to you and tell you that they are, but they're not. And it is what it is, bro. Also, some people say, well, Jaden, you have all this universe, right? Like, how do you not know that there's, like, life outside of the earth? Well, first of all, it would have been in Genesis 1, first of all. Secondly, there's just no proof of it. Right, there's no proof. We scientists are just so desperate to call something life outside of the earth, right? They look at the moon, they look at Mars. Oh, we found life on Mars. You know, this little bacteria that may or may not be bacteria, that may or may not be living, that may or may not be actually there. It's life, and we're so desperate. Like, I was just like, no, we haven't found life on Mars yet. And what's funny is we're so desperate to call that life, but then again, a lot of the same people will say, oh, well, life in the womb is not actually life. It's actually not a life. It's not a baby. It's not a human, whatever. And you know, whatever. And also, I've never thought about this. Why are we so desperate to go out and figure out what's out there when we haven't even explored like 90% of our ocean, bro? Like, do we even know what's below us? That's what I'm scared about. And can they really build a machine that goes that far if we can't even build a machine that can go in our own earth? Like, why don't we know what's in the deep oceans? You know what I'm saying? Again, this isn't really where I wanted to take the episode, but I just saw this and I'm just like, aliens, y'all. Are we just that bored? You know what I'm saying? But no, aliens are demons. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you guys. If you see an alien, you need to start praying. Just start praying. It's not an alien. It's not an alien. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know what I'm saying? So that junk is spiritual. Look, you call your pastor. You know what I'm saying? Rip out your King James Bible. Do what you got to do. Fight against that spiritual attack. But I'm telling you right now, it's not an alien. I'm protecting you. I'm warning you now, okay? But anyway, I don't want to keep rambling about aliens. They don't exist. I hate to break it to you guys. The only aliens that exist are the ones that are crossing our border every day under this administration. Speaking of this terrible administration, what happened? I mean, I'm genuinely wondering, like, if the aliens actually do exist and they come to us and they say, take us to your leader, you know, and we have to show them to this president that we have right now, Biden. I'm just like, what in the world would happen? Like, what would you say? How would you, dude, this earth would be done. Like, they would easily take over because, like, you mean to tell me this guy is our leader, Biden? You know, come on, man, you know, or the, I got hair legs, you know, that's our guy, you know, which, you know, whatever. I think Joe Biden's actually unironically funny, though. He's actually funny. I'm sorry. This is such a dumb episode. But anyway, thank you guys for watching this video. I'm sorry I wasted your time about aliens, but hey, look, it's an important one, guys. You need to know, like, aliens don't exist. But what does exist is these weirdo people at the very top taking advantage of women and selling off abortion parts, aborted baby parts. They're funding abortion. It's like a $1 billion industry. That's actually real, right? Unlike aliens, which is a conspiracy theory, this is actually true, you know? So, yeah. And let me know what you guys think about the Jewish tunnel being built in NYC. I can't even, there's things that, like, just blow my mind, and they're, you guys ever heard of the joke, like, oh, if you can dig to China, and if you dig a hole deep enough, you'll probably find an Asian man, like, now, like, the joke should be a Jewish man, like, they're just building tunnels below us, and commuting, you know, I thought it would be a story, like, oh, they're facing, like, anti-Semitic attacks or something, so they need, like, a hiding place, I don't know, something like that, but, like, They're planning an expansion. What do you mean by that? What are you trying to say? Also, again, this same group is like looking at some Messiah. I don't know. Look, don't ask me. Do your research, guys. Let me know in the comments what you think. God bless you guys. Have a good rest of your day and stay safe. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button if you're on Rumble. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and like the video. And hey, if you're listening to this, go ahead and hit that 5-star. Rate this podcast. Let me know how it is. Share it to your friends and family. Have a good rest of your week. God bless.